go.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club.
Bitches leave.
It's too bad she won't live. But then again, who does?
No way.
Listen and understand. And it absolutely will not stop. Ever. Until you are dead.
Groovy.
You are listening to Countdown to Geek Town. Please enjoy the show.
This will be the final word in the story of Skywalker.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the year 2020.
The future.
We are in the future.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
So, yeah, Happy New Year, everybody. Eric, what are we talking about today?
Today we're doing... I'm professional.
Fuck you, Siri.
Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker.
Are you sure?
I swore it was The Last Skywalker or something like that. And I had to look it up. I was like, The Rise of Skywalker? Yeah.
Are you sure about that? Is it going to be The Rise of Skywalker, or is it just going to be the end of a trilogy and they don't know what to do with it?
I think the later part.
Yeah, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. But yeah, we're going to do some news notes.
Football.
You didn't do any trailers, did you?
No, I didn't see. We didn't have anything else besides the one, right?
Tenet? Did we already discuss Tenet?
I didn't know if there was a new one.
There's the one and only trailer.
Well, they call them teasers, but when you have a, you know.
The one where they're running up the building? You unprofessional.
I don't know
bitch.
If I saw that one.
I post all these trailers to our page. You even liked some of them, and you didn't
some of them.
You didn't even like or watch two of the ones that I have mentioned.
No, I know I saw the Tenet one. I just don't remember because I know it was. I'm pretty sure it was before Star Wars. Mm. I just can't recall it.
No, well.
Man, I gotta find that Ginkgo Biloko, man. My memory is gone.
You're slipping, slipping, buddy.
Chelsea was telling me about something. I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, she started naming off like multiple times we talked about something. I was like, I don't remember any of those.
I think it's the you're getting older and you're married, so you like to tune out shit anyway.
Yeah, that's where the hearing comes in.
Yeah. So you get to use that built-in
the good
excuse.
With the bad.
Yeah. but yeah, I think you just need some like brain teasers or something to keep that memory going. Get a Simon Says, you'll be all right.
Yeah. So not a lot of notes.
Really?
I don't have one. I have four, but they're not big ones.
I might have had like four, but I elaborated on them. So there, a little bit of trailer talk, if you remember it. Football, we're going to talk playoffs and me three-peating.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Well, I will refresh that memory. And then we're going to talk Rise of Skywalker.
Yes.
Yeah?
True.
Lead off there.
Daniel Radcliffe reportedly eyed for Marvel's Moon Knight. Character will show up in the Disney Plus show, but doesn't say which one.
Moon Knight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has his own show?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it said in a show.
No, they're saying in a show is basically is when they're coming.
Well, I didn't know if it was going to be like Wakanda Vision or the
I know what you're
Falcon
saying.
And whatever.
It's just the way they wrote it, but yeah he has his own show.
And then maybe later in the movies. He's sticking farther, it's going to be my mouth.
Good, it needs to be. If you trim all this shit up, you could actually get closer to the mic.
I don't want things close to my mouth.
But I put on here, Eric, hide your boner and tell me how you feel about it. So you're a big proponent to it. I know you don't know Moon Knight all that
right.
much.
Right, I've always heard he's like Batman, but with powers and... More of a twisted character?
Yeah, a little bit. So, Do you think Radcliffe could pull this off?
I don't know, like, what the stature of Moon Knight's supposed to be, but I think as far as, like, being a twisted character, I think Radcliffe can.
Yeah.
If you watch anything other than Harry Potter, he does a lot of weird shit.
He does.
And that's why I like it.
Yeah. I mean, I think he could pull it off without, like, it wouldn't be too much of a strain for him to do it, because he has pulled some, like, crazy ass characters. Yeah. You know, what's that one where he's got like two guns taped to him?
Haven't seen his Guns Akimbo.
Yeah. And so it's like craziness that he does. So
he does. I mean, there's one where he's in,
he's a good actor. He legitimately is a good actor.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just, I know he's really, he's like 5'6" or something.
Yeah. That's why they always, he should actually be Wolverine.
So I was like, is it going to be weird to see this little Batman looking?
But he would have to bulk up like crazy. And so like Moon Knight is about his stature. You know, he's of course he's toned because he's a superhero, so he would have to do that. But I think he's pretty fit anyway. Mm-hmm. But I think he would have to bulk up a little bit. But if he wanted to play Wolverine, he'd have to bulk up a lot.
Yeah,
Especto Muscle-O, whatever the fuck it is.
So I'm bored. I just, like I said, I don't know if he's supposed to be a tall character or whatever. That's the difference. It'd be weird to see a little short character.
I think Moon Knight's probably, he might be a little bit taller than him, but I don't think it'll be that much of a difference. Okay. Everybody in Hollywood is actually shorter than you think they are, unless they're fucking giants and they're really fucking tall, which make them look even bigger on screen.
I mean, Tom Cruise never looks like a little midget.
So. No, he never does, but he kind of is. You know, he's like, what, 5'8", 5'9"?
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, that's not midget.
Yeah, but like you said.
Compared to us men.
Yeah.
Sorry if you're short.
What do you got?
It actually seems that Disney is finally okay with the 20th Century Fox New Mutants movie. Director Josh Boone has now officially announced that the trailer will be releasing on Monday. A new, improved trailer.
And it's released in April, right? I thought I said like April
6th. I think that's the rumor right now. Yeah. So I think he might have put that on there. I just put the name. January 6th is when it's going to drop, the trailer. So it looks like they're actually going to put it in the theater?
Yeah.
I think the rumor this whole time was it was just going to be Disney Plus because they were just going to sweep it under the rug.
I never saw it, but you kept telling me that.
So I did read it.
I don't know if
you
read it somewhere.
Yeah, no, I read it. But again, it was always like rumor mill stuff. So, I mean, that's also the thing with Daniel Radcliffe, you know, the rumor mill.
Yeah. Here, I have it coming up.
Oh, shoot. I meant to talk about it. There's a rumor about Moon Knight as well. Dracula is supposed to show up in his show. And so they kind of battle. And so, like, he's shown up in Werewolf by the Night was his first appearance, a comic book. And they all kind of interweave with the Dracula, Tales of Dracula, and Blade. So this is where this is going. So, like, would Dracula maybe show up in Moon Knight and then be the main character in Blade? That would make kind of sense, you know, to set him up in the one that's coming out first.
Yeah.
Unless Blade's first.
I didn't know Dracula's in the Marvel Universe. Thought, you know, they have their own vampires, like
The
movie
first,
we're supposed to get.
First appearance of Blade is in, like, Tales of Dracula.
Oh.
It's fucking expensive.
Was it supposed to get that was in the Marvel?
Morbius.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. We're still getting that.
I thought that was just their version of Dracula. I didn't know.
That's just a modern age kind of, like, that was the Spider-Man guy, right? That's how we know him, right? The Spider-Man cartoon.
Sure.
Yeah. You know him from somewhere? But what were you talking about? Sorry.
That was yours.
No. I mean, you were looking up something.
Oh, I didn't find it. Oh. The Josh Boone thing. So FX is developing a limited series based on the Carrie novel by Stephen King.
Okay.
Can
we get The Stand first?
That's supposed to be coming.
That's what I'm saying. Can we get that, like, first?
There's so many Stephen King things they're redoing. It's like he has so many other stories that they could be doing that have never been done. Or, you know, like Dean Koontz. We've talked about him. You know, he's got just as good stories.
I wish they would
just
do him.
Have never been done any kind of justice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have like The Long Walk from Stephen King.
Yep.
Really good story. It would make a good miniseries or even a movie. It's supposed to be, I read, it was like a year ago that they were doing it, but I've never heard anything since then.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, like Insomnia is a great book by Stephen King.
That's your favorite, right?
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. And then all the, you know, like we said, all the Dean Koontz stuff.
Like, I want to see The Taking. I want to see The Bad Place.
The Taking was one I've read. It's back when I lived with my parents, so it's been almost 10 years now. Mm-hmm. it was in talks to be done because it was Sam Raimi's production company that he did with somebody else.
Right.
Never heard another word after it.
Yeah.
So that would be a really good one too. Mm-hmm. So, but that's all I had for it. It's being developed by FX. So, I mean, they might do it justice, but I mean, we've already seen a movie and then the reboot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think one of them had a sequel. I don't know which one had the sequel.
Yeah, that movie had a sequel.
The first one or second one?
The first one with Drew Barrymore.
No, that's Firestarter.
Oh, sorry. The first Carrie did have a sequel.
Okay, I never saw that. Yeah. Well, I don't know if I ever saw the reboot either. The Chloe Hit Girl.
Mm-hmm.
I think she did the sequel.
Oh, yeah.
Or the reboot.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
They're known properties.
Yeah.
They're afraid to take like a
big chance.
What is it? The Green Emerald or something like that. Didn't he do that? Like Hearts of Atlantis tie in? Green Dragon or something? Stephen King did. It's something like that. I don't know. I'm not a huge Stephen King guy, but I know he's got several other properties that they just don't delve into. Like, how about a good gunslinger? How about that?
Let's wait on that series.
Get the Amazon TV series going, you know? Yeah. I mean,
we're still waiting on what's the Insider or whatever the one that's coming out soon with the. We talked about it, the trailer.
Did we?
The guy from Rogue One, the bad guy.
Oh.
Mendelsohn?
Mm-hmm.
That.
Ben one? Mendelsohn?
The one he...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's...
The Insider?
It's... No. Shoot, I forget. The
Outsider?
you're doing something to her.
Shortstop?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Ginkgo Biloba. You're rubbing off on me. Want me to go on while you look it up?
Yeah.
All right, so Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is coming out soon. And Kevin Feige teases... he was talking to some college students. He teases, like, unexpected cameos in that movie. So with that title, with the Multiverse of Madness, right? So he said the next Doctor Strange film features some new MCU characters, which will be making their debut in this movie, right? So yeah. He said you won't expect it to be in this movie, but it kind of weaves itself into it. Who might you think that would be?
I have no idea.
Bought all the Fox properties. I think it could be X-Men and Fantastic Four.
Somewhere in that universe?
Right, so like he opens up a portal to another universe and there it is.
The Outsider, which I said.
You did. That's the one with Jason Bateman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the HBO stuff.
Yeah, he directs it and it's like a small
But he's character. Not credited. Right. I think it could be the easiest way for them to bring the X-Men and Fantastic Four into the universe without doing a big, complex backstory. Be like, oh shit, here they are. You know, it's like, you know, and they could do like some kind of general backstory, but it wouldn't have to be like, you don't have to build from the ground up.
Yeah. I saw the same or a article like the one you're talking about where he said there was other character that you didn't expect. And I was trying to write my brain. I could not think of how it fit. So I don't know.
But that's the thing. It doesn't have to.
I mean, it makes sense. Like, even from another place, but like cerebral type character or something weird.
I was just thinking of like what could be the easiest way for them to draw them in, you know, kind of thing. I mean, there's.
What's the one they're doing now on FX? The Jesus.
No.
Jesus. Professor X, his son?
Oh, Legion?
Legion, yeah. Isn't that character kind of like a cerebral type?
He is.
Weird.
He is.
Yeah. That's something that did come to mind, but I was like, that's kind of corny if they pull a character they just did a TV show on.
Yeah. I think it would be more along the lines of, this is a doorway to another universe, and this is how we bring the people in. But in order for them to do that, they would have to hire these people, keep it under lock and key, and then just boom, release it, you know, kind of thing. And I don't think it's gonna day and age. We will talk about a cameo later that I didn't know anything about in Star Wars. So
Wedge.
Yeah, Wedge and Tilly's. I knew who he was. Everybody else was like, who the fuck is this old man?
I'm the opposite. Everybody keeps saying it. I'm like, who the fuck is
this? Never mind. But yeah, I just thought it could be, or like, you know, like Cable, Wolverine, Apocalypse, all that stuff. So like bring in some new characters to play these people.
Yeah.
You know, and just drop them in. It's, you know, you kind of have to almost be coming from the Fought side of things with these movies, because they've brought in people that aren't really that big, you know, to the actual MCU. So, I mean, you have to strain pretty hard. Like you said, you couldn't think of one, and that's for a reason, right?
Because I don't know shit.
Well, it's not necessarily that, but I mean,
I don't see him bringing in someone from like the Deadpool, like he's a Cable or something.
It could without, be Ghost Rider.
Without rebooting it. I feel like whatever they're going to do is going to be a new person playing them. Mm-hmm. And those are so recent, I don't see them doing that.
It could be a Ghost Rider, because he would tie into Moon Knight and Blade and all that. Cage. Yeah, they could do that. They could do Daredevil. They could do these people that was in their Netflix shows.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll just see.
That was yours?
Yeah.
So, Uncharted loses another director.
I saw this right before you got here. I was like, are you kidding me?
This time, supposedly due to scheduling conflicts with Tom Holland. Like, he couldn't do the movie during the time frame, so this person dropped out.
Because he wanted to keep working.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not getting paid during this whole time.
Yeah. So, it says Holland and Mark Wahlberg are both on board still, which I thought... Originally, I thought Mark Wahlberg was supposed to play.
He was. That's how long this movie's been in development for.
But now he's like the mentor type person.
He is. He's supposed to be Sully.
Previously attached directors are David O. Russell, Neil Berger, Seth Gordon, Sean Levy, and that was Dan Trachtenberg, I guess, the one they just dropped out. So.
Yeah.
Turning into Cable territory here. Not Cable. Gambit territory. Gambit.
Yeah. And... I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if it even gets off the floor at this point.
I mean, I
thought it had some steam going, but if there's, you know, like, I get it. Tom Holland's like shooting Spider-Man, shooting Venom, you know, all this other stuff.
The animated one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if he can't do it, then of course they're going to delay it for him to be able to do it.
He's the drawing.
He is the drawing. And so like, if that director can't do it, then they have to move on. So it's good that it's not creative differences like it usually is.
Yeah. It's just scheduling. So they're not even, it's not a problem with the script or whatever.
Right.
So, yeah.
Which is the first thing I feared when I seen it, because I thought Gambit all over again.
I just want another.
Now, if they bring Paul Greengrass in to do this, we're in trouble, because he was always attached to the Gambit thing.
I just want another National Treasure. I want another Indiana Jones. I like that type of thing. And this was the next one.
I mean, that's what Uncharted is. So, you know, so
that's what I want. And so I'm happy it's like you said, it's just the director, because he can't do it with the time frame.
So Ryan Reynolds confirms Marvel is working on Deadpool 3.
Mm-hmm.
They've officially got under that umbrella and they said they're working on it. He did it the other day on like Good Morning America or some shit like that. I think they will mess it up though.
You think they're going to put their fingers in it?
I think Marvel's used to making these huge billion-dollar kid-friendly movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not exactly sure they could let it go enough that that they could stray from that rated R kind of sensibility to it.
You mean Disney?
Yeah.
Or the whole thing.
Right. So, hell, what if Deadpool shows up in Doctor Strange? I mean, that could be a way to bring them into it, you know, kind of
thing. Way to ruin the Deadpool franchise.
A little bit. But, I mean, we've had one really good film and then one kind of okay film with Deadpool. So, neither one of them are terrible. So,
no.
I'm okay with what I got from Deadpool. I really wish they would just work on Deadpool Cable kind of dynamic to it. Yeah. But, I don't know. We'll see.
I don't see Ryan Reynolds staying on board if they're going to really mess it up.
Yes and no. Reynolds walked that line. He can do the good guy. He can do like kid friendly movies, you know.
Yeah, he can, but I don't think, I mean, this seems like he was really.
This is a personal project. But he might be out of it. I mean, he might be, I've got my personal project. I got my vision out there. This is the character I wanted to bring, and I did it, and now I'm going to make my money.
Yeah. Well, see, I see it more as like he has other things. We just saw Free Guy coming out. Mm-hmm. To me, it's like if you're not going to do it my way, I got other shit to do.
It could be.
I can see it going either way.
Yeah, but they did do that Deadpool Christmas stuff, right?
Yeah, but that's just more money on something he already
did. Is more money.
I don't think he did that much for that.
I think he did more lines and stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, it was just little shit. It was probably a day of filming.
I don't know. I guess we just have to see who the director ends up being. Yeah. You know, if it's an edgier director, then they might be willing to take that risk. I mean, I don't see why they wouldn't. Hell, they fucking print money.
Yeah. This movie printed money.
Yeah. I actually have two more.
Go ahead.
I have a couple questions. Did you finish The Mandalorian?
Yes.
Okay. Do you understand? Well, spoilers. Do you understand the ending of it? With the lightsaber?
There's a lightsaber in it.
Oh, my God. Come on, man.
The guy. You talking about the guy from Breaking Bad?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't consider that a lightsaber.
It is. It's a dark saber.
I thought it was a sword that just melted shit.
No, that's why it's so important. Okay. It's a dark saber.
Okay, I didn't know that was actually a lightsaber. Yeah. I just thought it was a sword.
So, it's from the Clone Wars, you know. And so the only reason I know about it is because my buddy Josh is a huge Clone Wars fan. He got me into watching it. He's like, he's talking about these battles and all that stuff. So I did some research on it. The Darksaber was originally from the first Mandalorian that was accepted as a Jedi, like 10,000 years ago.
Okay.
So there's a lot of lineage in this thing, and it shows up in the Clone Wars. So to see it show up in that show means they're doing something right. It means they respect the lore that's built in this, and you could see it on the screen. Yeah. It was awesome, right? You enjoyed it, right?
Yeah, I loved
it. So it was awesome that it just took a little snippet of the greater universe and, like, it dealt with things. Now, did it have any real huge lasting impressions? No, because that's the story, right? Yeah. The story isn't on a universe scale.
It's not the lore.
Yeah.
It's what happens in between.
It's literally what this character is going through. And I dig it. I love that part of it. You know, I saw people shitting all over, like, because they're talking about bringing George Lucas back. And we'll talk about that later on, but they were shitting all over it. They were like, fuck Lucas, he's so stupid and all this stuff. And then they're like, the only reason Mandalorian's great is Jon Favreau. And I posted a picture. It was Jon Favreau, the creator from the Clone Wars, the main guy. And then right beside him, George Lucas. He was right there setting the tone for all this stuff. These people forget.
It's a combination. A good director knows what to deal with,
yes.
What to take and what to give.
Yeah. And so the thing with Lucas is he's your idea man.
Mm-hmm.
He's got it all mapped out in his head, which is the one benefit that he had over these movies than everybody else did. And Disney just kind of threw it all in the trash, right? So now they gave creative freedom to Favreau, and Favreau's like, let me call the guy. This is the guy, right? Yeah. So he calls the two guys that made the best Star Wars things to date, you know, at that time. And so he's like, all right, what would you do? And he brought him in, and he did the smart thing to it, you know. Yeah. Lucas doesn't have to direct because he can't direct for shit. The only thing that saved Star Wars, the first one, was the edit. You know, so. And that was the only one of those that he directed.
Yeah, just surround yourself with the people who know what they're doing.
Yeah. And
and then put your vision in there.
So season two is coming this fall, 2020.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. So they're mainstreaming the fuck out of this, right? And
I mean, it's not that crazy because most shows do year to year.
But my next question is, did you finish The Witcher?
Yes.
Season 2 comes in 2021. So Disney's big budget pushes along. You know, Netflix's budget, even though it's massive, it's nothing like The Mandalorian. You know, The Mandalorian's like 10 to 15 million an episode. Something like that.
I think I read... Maybe it's the whole thing of Netflix or The Witcher costs $60 million, which would be over 8 episodes or 10.
I believe it was.
Was it 10?
No. Yes. Netflix typically does 10.
Yeah.
It kind of snuck up on me because I thought I was expecting one more, and I was like, "Oh shit, this is it."
Yeah.
But that one's coming in 2021. You know, that could just be because Cavill can't do it because he's fucking busy like crazy.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, with The Mandalorian, if you already have the sets and stuff.
Might as well keep them going.
Yeah. Because there's not that much effects.
But I think I think they're not going to be on the desert planets anymore on the next one. I think they're going.
That's what I love about it.
I did too. It was like Gunslinger. Like
to me, that's what that's what makes it feel like Star Wars to me a lot.
Well, I don't know. I do think of swamps and stuff too.
I do just for the Luke stuff, and mm-hmm. that's it. Like nothing.
But
else.
Yoda, I mean,
yeah. I mean,
if Yoda
to take him home,
well, that was I don't know if that was his home. I think he was just exiled there. So it, I don't know. Hell, we don't know anything about the species.
Yeah.
So he could have been made using the Force, you know. So and then this is a clone. You got one more?
Yeah. Zac Efron was hospitalized with a serious illness in Papua New Guinea. While filming a new series called Killing Zac Efron.
Oh, shit.
It's like a...
Went a little too close to home.
Yeah.
Huh? It's like a travel thing,
yeah, it's,
right?
Yeah. What's the...
Utilitarian.
Bear Gillis or whatever.
Yeah.
It's where he goes out and it's like the... Not the rainforest, but something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where he just got like a
third
guy.
World uglies?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Not America.
Yeah. Oh, damn. But he got some disease or something.
It
right?
didn't say exactly what he had, but it just said
he
a
got
serious
the clap off the
bunch of clicks, and that's what
oh,
it's called.
Whoa, hey. Clits or what are we talking about? Oh, okay.
Clicks.
You remember Miss Click? Fucking hated saying her name.
No, I just thought it was funny. I was weird they called, I mean, a survival show called Killing Zac Efron.
Right.
But I thought it was, when I first read this, I thought it was going to be like a Killing Gunther or whatever it was, mm-hmm. Arnold Schwarzenegger or something yeah. like that. But no, it's just like a survival show that he was doing the whole thing. And it was like a, I think it was like a mini series or something.
Yeah.
And he didn't say even when it was coming out or anything, but he's fine. He even tweeted out, like, I'm fine now. It's just like I got sick and they had to take me to the hospital.
Yeah.
But
I think he should play a superhero, and I think he will soon.
Yeah.
He might be your Wolverine. I don't know.
I mean, I wasn't happy with him when he first came out because of the whole...
High School Musical?
Yeah. That
but
shit.
He's a good
but
actor.
Since then, everything he's yeah. done, he's been good in.
Yeah. So,
even Baywatch, he was good in.
Yeah. You know. I think... well, we know he can get physical, of yeah. course, because Baywatch, he looks like a fucking machine or something. But if he's not Wolverine... He could, I would say he could pull off a Cyclops or something.
I was going to say Aquaman.
No.
like the stereotypical.
Mariner?
Aquaman, no, I meant like the actual Aquaman, the blonde hair.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah, yeah, yeah.
The newer
edgy
comic book.
Yeah.
Not the new.
Not Momoa. Yeah. yeah. Who wants to be Wolverine. I was like, fuck you. You're like 6'4". Fuck out of here. Wolverine's like 5 feet.
You can be Omega Red.
Yeah, you could be Sabretooth. Just get the fuck out of here. Yeah. You can't be everybody.
He would be a good, maybe we said that, the hunter for Spider-Man?
Kraven. Yeah, I did say that, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. That's where I got
it. I wish he would. But one more thing. I think 2020 will be the year of cyberpunk. At least for me, anyway. So, I'm rewatching Altered Carbon because mm-hmm. the other day I woke up and I was like, nobody talks about this fucking show.
Is that getting a sequel?
It is, and it comes out in February, supposedly.
Oh, wow.
So, the original came out in February because I know that because it was the show I watched when I first moved into here. So, I had my nice big new TV, you know, and I'm like, heck yeah, what am I going to watch? And Altered Carbon just came out. I was like, fuck yeah, this was made for this, you know, kind of thing. So, I got to looking at it the other day, and I was like, oh, okay. So it's coming out in like February around, give or take. And I got Michelle into watching it, you know, because I wanted to rewatch it, and she's mm-hmm. actually digging it. So I was like, heck yeah. She didn't watch it the first time because science, you know, cyberpunk, you know, kind of thing. But now she's digging it, so I'm wearing off on her.
I'm sure she'll be into cyberpunk. It's like the 80s, but...
exactly, and that's how I get her.
Sci-fi.
But Cyberpunk 2077... is released this year. Hopefully.
Is that the game?
Yes.
That still hasn't come out?
Uh-uh. You would know if it came out.
Probably not.
Because you wouldn't see me. But it will be coming out in the following months following that. So, and I think we are talking about getting back into the game.
Yeah.
Cyberpunk.
Not excited.
No? Well, that's because you didn't have me last time. I was going through some shit and I desperately wanted to play that. So I got to miss
it's
out.
It's not as fun as D&D. It's just, it's not as... There's not as many different elements.
You just got to change your character.
No, I was the badass character. I was the fucking badass in that show.
I mean, I didn't fucking see that.
You weren't there to see it.
Yeah. Well, when I leave, there's a big hole to fill, I guess.
I guess, because I was badass.
I think you need to be the rock star and just be loud and obnoxious. That's what I think. And I think you could play it well. Just be a fucking dick about it.
Oh, it wasn't as fun to me as D&D. Mm. I'm ready. And I didn't even enjoy D&D with my newer character as much. It sucked.
Well, you're making these characters.
I know that, I thought he was going to be badass, but he wasn't. I like my druid better. So, no, it just, I'll probably play again if we do get back into it.
But I would like to get back into it. Yeah. You know, we don't have to play all the time, but maybe like once a month or something would be fine.
I could probably play once a week. If everybody fucking shows up on the
same
day.
That's the hard thing. You know, we're all adults with all adult lives. So, once a month we ought to be able to swing or, you know, just.
At least twice a month.
Keep it, keep it, you know, somewhat regular, you know, and we'll be all right. Take some Activia. That's it, buddy. That's all the news notes.
Yep. You go to, did you want to do trailers?
No, because you don't have anything. Okay. So anyway, I saw the prologue to Tenet at the IMAX. It was a like special thing that I didn't even know was dropping. I was like, holy shit. It started playing. Yeah, I saw the trailer first and I was like, man, that trailer looks awesome. And then it started playing and then it come up and it was like full screen because it's IMAX. He shot everything in IMAX. So I was like, what is this? And then I was like, I heard that music. You know that music when Nolan does it because it has like a drive, a purpose to it. And it's subtle. And I was like, oh shit, this is like special because I know he does that. I know he did it with Batman and so and Inception and Stellar. He does it with all those, right? So I was like, oh shit. So like I just sat back and enjoyed it. And it was pretty good. You know, it shows like some heist going on at an opera house or symphonies playing. And there's some weird shit going on in it. Like it's hard to, with Nolan stuff at first, it's always hard to explain it to somebody without seeing it. But it's like, there's some weird, like loopy kind of shit going. It looked good though.
Yeah.
Looked fucking great. And then the Top Gun trailer 2 looks fucking great in IMAX.
I don't know if I saw trailer 2.
Yeah, Maverick, the second trailer come out, it looks fucking good. I mean, the sound and all that stuff was like crazy. I was like, holy shit. And then, of course, Quiet Place 2 dropped today.
Yeah, that's what I didn't get to see.
It looks good. It's right up your alley. That's why I was hoping you would watch it. I was like,
I still haven't watched the first one.
I know. You got to watch it. This one is like more along the lines of like Walking Dead. Like, like sure, you got these creatures to deal with, but you also have the people to deal with. And it's got Cillian Murphy in it. Or Cillian, or how the fuck you say his name.
I thought it was Cillian.
It might be Cillian. I say Cillian because of Running Man. Cillian!
You say Cillian and Cillian. Cillian.
Yeah, fuck him.
So we can talk football.
Three-peat, motherfucker. Three fucking peat.
Nobody cares about the regular season.
Oh, is that right? I even flipped a coin this last time to give you that chance, and you almost tied it up because I lost almost every fucking game flipping
but I didn't
a coin.
Pick any game.
I know, but I just assumed you'd pick opposite of me.
You
like
just
you
assumed
did.
I went 16-0.
No. Because I gave you the chance. I did. I gave you the chance twice to be like, you know, I said, you call the shots and I'll do it. And then you're like, ooh.
I just picked the opposite of what you did. That wasn't even real.
But you, right.
It was lost already.
Yeah, it would have ended up being like 28.
I would have had to freaking channel Nostradamus and to win.
Oh, like I do every week. but yeah, I ended up blowing you out the water on this one. I think it ended up being like 140 something that I got right.
I think you said 148 to 164.
Last time. But this is without counting the other ones.
Not the last week. Yeah.
Yeah, 148 to 134. And then last week we didn't count. So I was up by, 14? And then I went 4-12, just flipping a coin.
Yeah, and I didn't do anything.
So if you'd have picked and you got it,
if
you got them all right, you would have won. But that's only with your 2 weeks of fucking shady play. Because before that, it was even more so, you know. So, yeah, three-peat. oh, it feels good, but man, it's old, lonely on top. But it's a new year, and we're doing playoffs.
Did we do playoffs?
Playoffs? No, we didn't, because the timing was not good.
Fucking two-peat now.
Week one, Bills at the Texans. You picked Texans.
Yeah.
I wrote it down.
Yeah, you said you did too.
Yeah, but I changed it.
Oh, so you want Bills?
Yes. Okay. So I went Bills.
You're pulling a fucking shady shit now.
No, it's wrote down. You can read it right
here. That's not what you told me.
Yeah, but then we started talking about it. I was like, oh, well, I still got time. That's what I'm really asking. Care. Do you want Texans?
No, I don't give a shit, really. That's a coin toss right there.
It is, because like the Bills defense.
It's defense versus offense.
It's stout, right? So
where's it at?
Texans.
Okay. I have to go Texans.
Yeah. Titans at Patriots.
I go Titans.
We both went Titans. I hope to God they run all fucking over them.
I know week 16 didn't look that. I mean, when you look at the score, yeah, it looked good. It was 35 to 14, I think.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, the Texans took, I mean, it was like 2 10-minute drives. That's their two scoring touchdowns. I mean, that's like almost half the game.
That's a lot of the game right there.
So, I was like, the Titans' defense didn't look good, but their offense looked so good. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we get Adoree Jackson back. So, that's one of our two cornerbacks have been out for a month.
That'll help. That'll help for sure. But, at the same time, Patriots' offense is not. It's not really anything to write home about. But it's not. But it's that's not, the man you
it's
don't.
Not, it's not playoff. Yeah, Patriots.
This is playoff Patriots, so it is.
Anything can happen.
Anything in this one, and it's at Foxborough. So, I mean that right there kind of gives him an edge. But
I think if we can get past the Patriots, I know that sounds weird to people who have just followed like the headlines,
because Titans aren't a big draw.
Yeah, and the Patriots aren't. They've been on the downslope, you know. But we've already beat the Chiefs at their prime.
Yep.
So I mean that's. It's not
we been, just beat the Texans, yeah. Who we would most likely face, right?
Yeah, and it was with backups mostly.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think they can run it. If they can get past the Baltimore, I think that's the biggest hurdle.
That is the biggest
hurdle. And Baltimore's not unstoppable. They've lost games, and to not great teams. They lost to the Browns.
They lost to the Browns.
Yeah.
Like a blowout to the Browns. If Vrabel, we beat the fuck out of.
Yeah, so if Vrabel and Peeves do their job, you know, and I really
Belichick
study.
Did say if he was going to lose anybody that he would like Vrabel to take it, you know, and run with it.
So I'm trying not to get too excited, because when I get excited, that's when they let me down.
Correct.
Yeah.
But you could kind of feel that in the air, you know, it almost feels like.
And we got
back to 2009, right? That's when the Super Bowl run was.
No, that's 2001.
One, that's right, one.
That's a little bit farther back.
Yeah, so it was one. Yeah. I was like, that's single digit, I know.
Yeah. I mean, we got Tannehill, who, if he had started the season, he'd be on, like, MVP candidate right now.
Only people listen.
A.J. Brown, he's rookie of the year, maybe, possibly.
Yeah. Which is crazy, you know?
Yeah, and he didn't do shit with Mariota. Mm-hmm. I mean, all that came after Tannehill, so he's done great. And then he got Derrick Henry, who missed a game and a half, still got the rushing title.
Yeah, you can see the difference in a team just because turnovers. We don't turn it over like Mariota did, and that was always deciding.
He wasn't even a big turnover guy. He
put it in harm's way too much.
No, you're reading headlines. He didn't fucking turn it over that much. It wasn't consistency. They weren't moving drives.
Mm-mm.
It was like
3 and outs too much.
That and like it seemed that they just dropped shit when he did connect, they drop it. It seems like now it's like everything's caught. Like, did you see that catch AJ Brown did on the 1 yard line? He was like Michael Jackson, like It was just like crazy. It just seems like a completely different team.
I mean, that can happen, right? Yeah. It happened with the Patriots.
Yeah.
In fucking no, that was 2001.
That was 99.
No, Titans was 99.
No, well,
Titans was 99.
I think you're right.
Patriots was 2001.
I think I'm backwards.
Yeah, but that's what happened, right? So like he come in for Bledsoe, and then they caught fire.
Yeah, it's a completely different team.
Yeah, and so I mean it happens, right? So Tannehill looked like shit in Miami. You know, I mean he honestly did. He always had potential, but he just never lived up to
it. He turned over a lot. Which is not what he's doing now.
Yeah, and so it's just a scheme, you know. you guys protect them a little better and they have a different scheme, it's going to work. And, you know, I'm actually excited to watch the Titans play. And it's been a long time since, you know, that's been the case. Because it is so fucking frustrating.
Yeah.
Because you know they got the potential to do it, and they just wouldn't do it.
They play it up to their opponents and down. And that's just, like, so frustrating. Because it's like, oh, this is going to be an easy win, and then we lose. Mm-hmm. And then the next week's like, I'm not even going to watch, and we beat the best team or something.
Yeah, and we beat them handily, you know. Yeah. And it's like, where does this come from, you know?
So I just want stability.
Yeah.
And we're winning, so keep that up.
All right, so that was all our Titans tirade. Vikings at Saints.
Saints.
I took Saints, but Minnesota Miracle, they beat, but they were in Minnesota. This is in the Superdome.
And that was also a fucking, that dude went for the fucking Hail Mary, or the knock them out play and just missed, and that was a, tomorrow last year?
I think it's 2 years ago. Was it 2 years ago? Yeah. 2 years ago with Case Keenum, who they shouldn't. Well, I mean, Kirk Cousins does okay. And then last, Seahawks at Eagles.
Seahawks.
And I went Eagles. And I talked to you right after that. I said, man, it could go either way because they played before. And the Eagles won like 17-9 or something like that. But like, if you look at their stats stack up, they kind of match each other. And Eagles are kind of, they're kind of all in the same, right? But their defense, the Seahawks defense does not look like it could counter it. It's weird. Like everything, it's like a toss up, like the Bills and Texans. And the Eagles kind of took fire, but they're heavily depleted. The only team worse than the Seahawks on injuries and all that is the fucking Eagles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they don't have anybody playing. So it's kind of like Brady. I mean, I don't want to say it, but it's kind of like Brady-esque. Like he's throwing to no name people.
Yeah. But he's always done that.
Brady has, yes. Yeah. But I'm saying Carson Wentz is now.
Yeah. I just see him. I don't see him leading them.
I don't know. I mean, he's kind of got this Mr. Glass feel to him, to me. But anyway, we'll see. I was going to stick with our original thing where I was like, man, I mean, what you picked is what I picked. And I was like, I don't know. If it's a toss-up, I'm going to take the chance, right? Let's just go. Let's go for it. I done won three-peat, so might as well go with the playoffs. And I thought we were going to do the whole thing, but you're like, let's just do it weekly.
I was
like,
okay. We can, but I mean, that's what we did last time, and I ended up picking both the winners, and I think the person you picked was out the first round, so it just seems like we're on one side.
Yeah.
So it just it makes it nice.
I think fun. I picked the Steelers to go, and they were out the first round or something.
Yeah, so it's not as fun. I figure it's easier. It's a better matchup as far as –
it makes it more interesting, for sure.
Gives us more to talk about, you know.
Speaking of more to talk about. Oh, wait, you had news notes?
Yeah.
That's right. Sorry.
So we got all the NFL coaching fires.
There was a lot. Yep.
Fired from the Redskins. Freddie Kitchens from the Browns. Ron Rivera from the Panthers. And Pat Schumer from the Giants. And then general managers fired. Redskins fired Bruce Allen. Jaguars fired Tom Coughlin. And Browns fired John Dorsey. And then
Redskins.
We still don't know about Jason Garrett.
No.
He's still, his
contract runs out in the 14th or something like
but
that.
But he met with them Monday.
2 days in a row now.
Yeah. You know? Saying like to determine what they're going to keep
him. He's going to keep him. Jesus. They shouldn't, but.
But the other possible was the Jaguars, but they came out and asked they're sticking with Doug Marrone.
Really?
Yeah. Keep it up. Miami fired their offense coordinator, Chad O'Shea, and offensive line coach. Mm-hmm. But then they brought Chan Gailey out of retirement.
Really?
From, I think it was Cowboys head coach at one point.
Maybe.
It was like the 90s. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. And he's going to be their offensive coordinator. So,
I mean,
good luck with that.
I don't know. If he brings that old school mentality, it's not going to work in today's NFL. No.
And Redskins signed Ron Rivera.
Which means they had that deal in works for
him. And then he hired Jack Del Rio to be his defensive coordinator.
Yep.
And I saw somebody post today is like, somebody, shit. It was the Panthers hired somebody and they signed Jack Del Rio to be the defensive coordinator, and they drafted Julius Peppers. Mm-hmm. And then the next one was the Broncos hired somebody, and they signed Jack Del Rio as a defensive coordinator.
And he brought in
Von Miller. And now they're signing him, and they're like, he's going to sign Chase Young. I have no idea who that is.
Right, but it's a college guy.
He's like the next big pass rusher. So, I mean, he was a good coach, and he was a good defense coordinator. So,
yeah.
And I don't really know that much about Ron Rivera. I mean, he seemed decent for the Panthers. So,
I mean, he took them to a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
they didn't win, but
I mean, they've always been competitive.
So. Yeah, they've had some pretty good seasons there.
Yeah. He seems like a real
It's not player. 8-8 like Jason Garrett.
Yeah.
All the time.
He's like a player's coach more than anything.
A little bit, but I kind of don't like players' coaches, right?
So you don't have Vrabel.
So Vrabel's a little more hard nosed. He's had Belichick in him, right? So like I don't want to get to the Mike Tomlin side of player coaching.
Yeah.
When you bend over backwards for AB.
Right.
You know, you got your own set of rules for a guy. Nah, fuck that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You want the Vrabel letting – I think he told Derrick Henry he have two more rushes to get that title.
Yeah.
And that's when he broke out the 54-yard.
Yeah, I mean, give the guy a chance to do it.
Yeah, but you also don't want to put him in harm's way.
No.
Shit like that.
No, and I don't want him to have any kind of special treatment when it comes to, you know, this brotherhood that you call the team, right? So AB disrupted that, and you see what that gets you, the fruit of that labor. That man needs help. Like beyond measure.
I can't believe how much he's fallen.
I mean, I said it on a couple other posts. He's like, he's chasing that social media dragon, right? This is all he cares about. And like, he brought a camera crew to work out with him at the Saints facility.
I didn't see that.
It's like, you're going for your livelihood here. You are literally no good to anybody else except for on the football field.
Yeah.
Sadly, he isn't, right? So, just fucking leave that shit at the door. Just leave it there. Go get your job and do your work.
You're not even fighting for a job this year. You're fighting
it
for a job
for
spot next
year. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's a fucking amazing receiver, right? But you can't let him get away with this shit like Mike Tomlin did because you create this person here. And, you know... After that hit that he took from Burleson?
Burfleck
or yeah.
something.
After that hit, I literally think it probably changed him.
Yeah.
But it's like, you got to leave that shit at home. I mean, he does everything for Instagram now. And stop. I was like, that's not real world. I don't know if people have forgotten this simple fact that social media is not your real life. It's like, these people don't fucking matter in your day to day.
They don't care. They're there for the drama.
Yeah,
that's what they want.
They just want to see you fail.
Yeah.
Or they want to ride your coattails, kind of thing. So
yeah.
I don't know.
So that's all I had for football. I really don't know who the big head coach is coaching other than Mike McCaffrey.
You're talking about hires? Who could they hire? They want to hire the Ohio State coach.
What's his name?
I can't think of it right now. And they also want to hire the Oklahoma coach. So, I don't know. We're seeing a little bit more of the college offense, you know, with Lamar Jackson. You know, they're doing the read options and stuff like that. But it won't work with everybody, but with the new breed of quarterback they're making, it might go a long way.
I mean, we just saw how freaking dominant Mahomes was. Mm-hmm. And this year, you see the big drop-off because they study
tape. That's what I keep trying to tell everybody. I was like, these guys are great, yes, but they're going to study your tape all offseason. And they're going to figure out ways to do it. I've seen it with Cam Newton. That was the one I really noticed it with. Because I wrote his coattails to...
Asterisk!
I wrote it to a fucking first-year victory, baby! I wrote it, right? And so next year, he went like fucking 4-12 or something like that. So it's like, okay. So like, they do study tape on them. Yeah. So as remarkable as you are this year, they're going to figure you out next year. We saw it with Kaepernick.
Yeah.
When they went to the Super Bowl, you know? He was awesome that year. He was never the same.
That's why every time, every team that needs a quarterback, you look at their like subreddit where people are like, want to bring in Kaepernick. It's like, he ain't played in 4 years.
Yeah.
They figured him out. And now he doesn't even have that spark. No. So it's
sometimes the baggage is a little too much on him.
Yeah. And even if you're good, Cam Newton's AB. Good. It still doesn't matter. Yeah, you got to be great. So
Cam Newton's diet is what's hurting him.
Yeah.
He's not healing back from his injuries. Got to have that meat. Oh, fucking Madea looking bitch.
You ready to talk about this movie?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
What we've done all this time.
What are you doing there, 3PO?
Taking one last look, sir, at my friends.
Confronting fear is the destiny of a Jedi. Your destiny
in this till the end.
Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. Tickets available now.
Star Wars Episode 9 The Rise of Skywalker was released December 20th 2019, directed by J.J. Abrams.
Jar Jar Abrams?
Yeah. Stars Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, Adam Driver, Daisy Ridley, John Boyega, and Oscar Isaac, among others. Had a budget of $200 million, and last I read, grossed $725.5 million worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think about it?
I thought it looked and sounded great. Okay, so I saw this movie in IMAX, right? Mm-hmm. My boss bought me tickets to it, and we went on Christmas Eve at the busiest mall in Tennessee.
Where's that?
Opera Mills.
Okay.
So at 8 a.m.
8 a.m.?
Yeah. So the doors open at 8. So, but they were showing after showing all. And so we went, and, you know, honestly, it wasn't that busy. You know, after I left, it was not busy in the mall. I was kind of
surprised. Fucking 8 a.m.
No. I left at like noon.
Oh,
like we walked around left. Afterwards, and I was like, man, it's not really busy. I thought it looked amazing. That was the first time I've seen Star Wars in IMAX. We went to Huntsville and saw it on a dome.
Yeah.
But it wasn't really the same.
No.
And so...
Was that Rogue One?
Yeah, we saw Rogue One. And honestly, it wasn't a dome like I was sold it was a dome.
It was like, a planetarium.
It was a planetarium. So like the Omniets theaters that they got, I think that's what they're called. They're actual like... huge domes with like reclining seats, stuff like that. It's different.
These were reclining seats, but it was right not in your
the
face.
Same. Yeah, it was not the same. This is like a converted thing. It was interesting. It was like awesome.
putting your flat screen on your ceiling.
Yeah, I mean, and stretch it. But yeah. It was awesome. It was a great experience, right?
Yeah, it was a cool experience.
And I got a poster and a tin from it.
I see you had a bucket.
Yeah, I don't use it. I put it up. But. I knew it would look great because J.J. is making the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, I don't think I like J.J. Abrams as a director anymore. I think I figured out his shtick when it comes to these things. I think his storytelling is just hollow.
Mm-hmm.
And I love his Star Trek. And I actually, of these three movies, and we're going to talk about the trilogy in a whole. Right. I think the first one is the best one, Force Unleashed.
I do too.
I think it's his best movie like that. But I think it's his brand of storytelling is all show, no go. Which is weird because he always sets time limits on his fucking movies. Like this movie is supposed to take place in 16 hours.
This movie?
Yeah, that's almost impossible with all the space travel, right?
Yeah.
So it's like he always puts that on this movie. He set and it's classic JJ. He sets up these amazing questions. It's Lost all over, right? So you set up these amazing questions and mm-hmm. you want to see it go somewhere, and it doesn't.
Doesn't have a payoff.
Doesn't at all. And so what the problem is, and it's with the trilogy in a whole, they essentially have three movies that set up a story that goes nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Force Unleashed was a great starting point. It set up so many things. Ryan Johnson come in and said, nah, fuck that, you know. And so now JJ is fighting the Ryan Johnson thing, and he went back to trying to – so it's almost like this is the second movie JJ wanted it to be. Like, he put in some elements. The only thing that is missing, the only thing that they really carry over is Luke is dead. Mm-hmm. You know, and so that's the only remnant that they have talking about The Last Jedi. That and Snoke is dead. And so I think JJ's just trying to counteract what Rian Johnson did. And Rian Johnson did, you know, he's a great director, but I don't think he was good for Star Wars. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's JJ now, he's doing these things where he's, if he had stuck some of these landings, like if he had actually killed Chewbacca, if he'd actually did the C-3PO thing, don't give me that moment and then bring him back 10 minutes later.
Or, yeah, barely 10 minutes.
Yeah, and it's like, don't give me that because you don't have the conviction to go with killing these characters. So they might show up in another movie and sell merchandise down the road.
Yeah, I also feel like some of it, because he planned on doing three, the shit he should have done at the end of one, or mm-hmm. even at the beginning of two, like the Palpatine reveal, that should have been early on, and the movie should have been her struggling with it, not the reveal at the very fucking end of the movie.
And so I mentioned the third movie. I mentioned this earlier. These movies had no roadmap. They didn't have it planned out. George Lucas at least had an outline.
And you can blame Rian Johnson for the way he did everything, but J.J. Abrams still had time to write it the way he wanted it and fix it, and he didn't fix it. It was very weakly done.
But I'm going to come to J.J.'s defense right now. So I just shit all over him. But I think Disney, they shot 75% of this movie again. That's why the budget is so high on it.
What do you mean again?
They reshot like 75% of this movie again.
With Abrams?
Yeah.
Like he shot the first part and then he shot the second part?
Yeah, because Disney come in and
so course corrected. So he pandered to him.
Yes.
He should have a big enough name where he doesn't have to pander to shit.
At the same time, you're course correcting the...
Drop your balls, AJ. Or JJ.
AJ. You're having to do so much to counteract The Last Jedi. Blowback. And so they actually went the opposite way and they catered too much to fans. Yeah. And it's like, you mentioned it, the Rey thing. Sure, she's a Palpatine, but guess what? Fucking Luke never played it to that extent. And Luke come from Vader.
Yeah.
So it doesn't automatically make you bad. And that's all they talked about. And so Kylo Ren is my favorite character in this trilogy by far. He's the only character in these movies that has an arc. The only one.
Yeah.
Rey, she's infallible from the very beginning.
I mean, he doesn't have an arc. He has a freaking heartbeat.
Yeah.
He goes back and forth.
He does. And
but he's the only one that even has that.
But this is what makes him good, because he's actually drawn. And it's even in the first movie. He's like, I feel it. The pull to the light. Because I was watching it this morning. And I was like, this guy is interesting because he is on that. He's, like you said, he's walking that heartbeat between both sides, you know. And so, I mean, it's that character is actually an arc. Rey, infallible. She was great from the beginning. She knew how to fly the Millennium Falcon, never flown it. Knew
well, how she to fit. She's a pilot.
She's a pilot, right. So
that's just writing it in. But
this is what happens. And I know I wrote that down somewhere.
I feel like, honestly, Kylo Ren and Finn have the best story to start.
Mm-hmm.
And they just never give Finn anything after. I mean, he was a stormtrooper, and we've never seen a stormtrooper jump ship, essentially.
At that time.
But then they never do anything with it. But Kylo Ren, we see him on the dark side, you know. He's an angry motherfucker. He's a fucking teen with, you know, like, anger problems.
And he's got the anger because he doesn't feel 100% either way.
Yeah. But then, like, towards the end of the second movie, he essentially joins her side. They're fighting together. He's not really joining her side, but he's fighting against...
He's trying to make a new alliance.
Right.
He wants her to rule with him.
Right.
Kind of like what Vader was trying to do.
Yeah. But then the third movie, he's hunting her down to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's
he's hunting her down because Palpatine says to kill her. But actually, in all honesty, Palpatine wants Rey to kill Kylo. because Kylo would rival, you know, yeah. it would try to surpass it. It's the Sith way, right? So he
sure.
He, I mean, this is the rule of two with Sith. So the thing is, the crazy cameo was they got Harrison Ford in his fucking movie. That's crazy.
That didn't surprise me.
That surprised the fuck out of me because he hates Star Wars, and they had to. They probably paid him a shit ton to come back on 7.
Honestly, they could have. From what little he was in it, I was surprised he wasn't just cut scenes from the last one.
Like, so like this kind of bleeds into another bitch that I have. The three main people never got to be reunited. They were all three on the screen at one time.
What three are you talking about?
Han Solo, Leia? No, Han Solo, Luke Skywalker, and Princess Leia or Leia.
Why you leave Chewie out like that?
I'm not.
He was out there. He was there for all of it.
They fucked up with Chewie too. So, so they weren't all on it. So at the end of this movie, you see Luke and Leia standing side by side. They could have put Harrison Ford in it. They could have made him that. They could have done that.
I don't remember them together.
Yeah, at the end when she said, "My name's Skywalker,"
they were on the screen.
Yeah. Oh Jesus Christ. Wow. This is what I work with every day, people. But anyway, so like...
I was probably rolling my fucking eyes, yeah, honestly.
I was too. But like, to see him, you know, he's like, you're just a memory or whatever. And so like, after that moment, I don't think Ben Solo says another word in the movie. And I've only seen it that one time. But
does he say anything before they fucking kiss?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay.
But... So it was awesome to do that. But then at the same time, it's like Rey's running around healing every fucking thing in the galaxy. He does it one time and he dies.
Hmm. She just heals him, doesn't she?
She heals the snake, too.
The snake?
Are you okay? I mean, seriously. Are you seriously okay? What do? You just stare off in the distance somewheres?
I went to this movie at 8 o'clock at night.
And I didn't tell you to do that.
I had to be at work at fucking... Well, it was the only time I saw it a week late.
Yeah, I did too.
And I thought you saw it first week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I saw it a week... It was over a week late, and it was the first chance I could. It was 8 o'clock at night, which means by this point, we're like fucking 10:30 at night.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get home until after 12. I had to be at work at 6. Or I had to be up at 6.
Well, you did. You don't. You could see it on your day off.
No, I didn't have time. I had fucking Christmases. I had 7 fucking Christmases to go to.
Well, that's your own fault. You need to get these people together.
So.
7 Christmases. What is this, fucking Medea 2.0?
I got
this?
A page and a half of notes I ain't touched.
I know. But let me get to my Ray thing and then I'll let you take the reins. So we're... I always bitch about Ray being super powerful at... No cost of her own.
I feel like this is the only movie she's not.
Right. She has some... So I'll give them a little bit of credit because she has some flaws, but it's unearned. Like, it's... Like, you should have felt this way in the second movie.
Right.
Like, it
or
should...
Or even the first.
Even the first one. Like, a little bit in the first one. Like, it should have been planned out. Like... But again, it comes back... So what if she's got Palpatine blood? You know, it doesn't fucking matter at this point.
Yeah.
Because Luke was able to prevail, right? The problem with it, and them being a dyad where they share, you know,
what the fuck is a dyad? I heard it in the movie.
I think it's just made up. So, like, they have a special connection with the Force where one equals the other, you know, so they can trans, you know, they can send stuff through the Force. It's a fact.
Are these machine. The first two that ever had it?
In a long time, like thousands and thousands of years. Like, it predates it. It's in the old lore, but, like, so they're special.
Okay.
Great. Leave that. Don't kill that right away. So with them being special, I kind of give her a pass now at being so powerful because Kylo Ren this whole time was progressing upward. He was doing all the hard work. So it's kind of like the one, right? The one guy is doing all the work and the other guy's like, man, I'm getting stronger and I don't know why, you know? So this, I guess, no, shut up. This is, I guess, I was like, well, I guess watching the one benefited me this way, but... So with their connection being so tied to one another, that's my only reasoning with Rey. I know it's because women writers and they're trying to give this woman like power, the future of Star Wars is woman. Whatever. So I know where it's coming from with them, but it's bullshit because this is where it falls apart for them. So they didn't want to keep Kylo around, I don't think, because they don't want to overshadow Rey at all. They don't have the balls to do that because they're now the future is woman or whatever. So I said I didn't feel the conflict in Rey, but it seems to be like the major pull to the dark side is not there with this character. She does one thing and it's like, oh, she's unsure about herself. It's like, no, that should have happened 2 movies ago, right? Mm-hmm. Were you fault or writing your character like they did with her, where she's infallible, like she can't do any wrong? The problem is you can't ever write her in a way that could convince me that she feels that pull to the dark side. And, you know, nothing is ever earned with her and everything is so easy for her to do. You can't show the struggle between the opposing forces because she's never had to struggle at anything.
Other than not in the Force world. Like her fucking life at the beginning was shit.
It was shit.
So if she didn't get that power and immediately go dark side, then why would she ever? Mm. Yeah.
Because that's the time to do it, right? Yeah. So that's, you know, she's never had to struggle with this power that she's had. So she's never had a pull, you know, like Luke in Empire, he can't do these things.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot do what it's being asked of him. And it's because he has that conflict in him between the pull of the dark side and the light. You know, he wants to do good, but he also feels this pull, you know, and that's what we've seen it, the cave in Empire, but we also see it in the throne room in this movie. That should have been more impactful, but it's not, because Rey's never struggled at anything.
Mm-mm.
If she maybe if she struggled to pick up a billion fucking rots in Last Jedi, or, you know, struggled to do anything, then it might have held some merit in this movie, but it doesn't. It just does not hold any weight to it at all. And so, like, you can't write this character to be that way. I said, get the fuck out of here. That's what I said.
And, like, with her doing the whole Force Lightning thing, like, with pulling down
I thought
that
was a good moment. I was like, holy shit.
It was cool and everything, but, like, from what I read, like...
They killed her instantly after that. It's like, oh, yeah, Chewbacca's alive.
Oh, that. Not so much the actual being able to do mm-hmm. the Force Lightning. It was, like, another podcast I listened to said that, like, Dooku said he had to...
Dooku can do it.
Well, he had to study for years mm-hmm. and train yep. to be able to do that. It was not easy. And she just did it without even trying.
Yep.
Because her blood. Because she struggled for a moment.
Oh, yeah. She's struggling with
because of her lineage.
She went Super Saiyan on him.
Yeah. And that's weak.
It is weak, and it would only be better if Chewie had died. If Chewie had died, then I could believe, and then she could act it a little better, that she's actually tore up about killing Chewie.
Yeah.
You know? Could you imagine the backlash if she had killed Chewie and then maybe
that would be a she struggle. Went evil? That would be a struggle.
That would be a struggle. But like maybe if she killed Chewie and then she went evil, just like I kind of hoped they were going to do with Kylo, like make him Ben Solo and make her evil. We've seen it in the one little fucking thing, right? And I figured that's what that thing was. You know, it's like a Force vision or whatever.
I talked about before, it was like, they're going to kill Chewie in this one because they killed off all the other ones. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be it. And I saw it happen. I was like, they're going to do it. They grew balls. Nope.
Not even 5 minutes later.
Yeah. And it was like, oh, there was another ship. I was like, that was weak.
It was weak. And, you know, the Knights of Ren were built up to be something amazing. And they looked cool at the beginning. That opening scene was fucking balls deep cool. You know, it was awesome. And then they're just bitches at the end of it.
Mm-hmm. What else you got?
No, hit me.
Okay.
Hit me. Let the hate flow through you.
The beginning moves so fucking fast. It's just like scene. It felt like a fucking Robot Chicken episode almost. And some of the Poe and Finn banter,
mm-hmm.
it was so fast, like you couldn't even let the joke land before they're moving on to the next thing.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. Robot Chicken. It's like joke, move next scene. Yeah. Joke.
You'll appreciate it next viewing or some shit.
I guess. Why are there so many love interests for Finn? They already have Rose Tico, who they just...
Am I going to marry the sweeter of the Jews, bitch?
They wrote her out of the movie, pretty much.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you can study some star charts or something. Mm. But then the whole fucking movie, he's yelling for Rey.
That's not a love interest.
Well, he was in love with her the whole other movie.
Right, but you know what he's trying to tell her? According to JJ.
Supposedly he's force-sensitive.
But...
Either
I don't believe care. That more than the other.
Either one that he said to me was the way he said it is like, oh yeah, I got something to tell you. As he's fucking drowning or whatever.
That means he loves her. That's immediately what I thought.
That's not, who gives a fuck if you're forced to, if you're forced to rise us up.
Tell her.
Pull
tell
us
her.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That,
why
that
didn't was, she? That's the first thing I said in the theater.
Either one.
I was like, bitch, you were levitating 30 minutes ago.
You pulled a fucking ship down. You can't pull yourself up.
This is JJ. This is JJ directing. It's all show and no go.
I have that in here in a minute.
Okay. Speaking to Mike, boy.
And then we get this chick on the space horse at the end, at the
you
the
think
Death Star.
That's Lando's daughter.
I got hope for that, too. But it was just...
Like, there's no
there's
more
no
black
payoff
people.
For any of that. For it, he has three love interests and no payoff for any of it.
Mm-mm. He likes Poe Dameron.
That's even worse. There's no fucking. I've seen the they want them to hook up online or whatever.
And Oscar Isaac was bitching about it.
He was?
Yeah, supposedly.
There's no love interest there as far as like them. There's,
just be a good friend.
Yeah. He's hooking up with the fucking. The
robot lady?
Yeah.
I'd have fucked her.
What's the. The robot. The Rocketeer.
Yeah.
The.
Yeah.
Rocketeer meets. What's the shit? I had all this wrote down.
She had those fuck me eyes.
Now what's the DJ? Where's the helmets?
Daft Punk.
Yeah, Daft Punk Roboteer. There's a Rocketeer.
Roboteer.
Damn it!
I got you all riled up. You gotta talk.
What was I just talking about? Let me go back.
How many fucking notes you got?
I have two pages of notes.
All right, let's go.
I've been writing for 2 days. Every
Are
day.
Are you sure
like,
you
oh,
remembered
yeah.
this shit? Right.
I did.
Okay.
So I've had to write it all down.
Baba Freak?
Oh, no, with the Lando. Does he want to take that girl for a ride to find her parents, or does he want to ride her?
Because
I can't tell the difference.
You can't tell with Lando.
And supposedly, from something I read today, was like that was another storyline. She's supposed to be his daughter. Man, I didn't get that from the way
he
was going to take her.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like the Star Wars universe is like only like... Eight people in it? Is this what we're doing?
Is this fucking Alabama in the space? Because they're all fucking related.
Mm-hmm.
The best acting in the whole movie, to me, was when Chewie found out Leia died.
Yes.
I mean, it's not bad acting. I'm not trying to... But to me, that was... For somebody in a suit and everything, mm-hmm. that was good fucking
acting.
It
was good. But that's bittersweet to me because they should have had that moment in... Force Awakens when Han died.
Yeah,
they don't even hug in that movie. Yeah. That's a major.
To me, that's on the writing
that's on,
of
that's on JJ.
Yeah, and just that she didn't console him.
And that's
together,
that's a major miss. They wanted to put it on Rey. I was like, this is not
that's bad. That's bad.
This writing. Is not just about Rey. You know, this is Chewie. You've had for 30 fucking years at that point.
Yeah,
it's like trust me, there would be a connection there.
To
especially,
me, feeling. He would have a bigger reaction than her.
Yeah. And so that was a... This is an overall flaw with the trilogy.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll talk a little bit about that.
You kind of touched on this. If Kylo and Rey are not related as we thought they were, why do they have such a strong connection? That's the dyad or whatever? Mm-hmm.
I believe it's just a force balancing at that point.
Is it just because there's so few? That strong of a connection?
There is so few at this point, but I think their connection is just something that happens in the Force every now and then. Maybe it's just for defeating the Emperor. Yeah, so like, I don't know. But the thing is, I was like, if the Force balances out, then who's going to replace the Emperor? Whose plan was super fucking weak, by the way.
Yeah. You know? While them being able to reach into each other's location, that grabbing shit... Made for really cool shots.
Mm-hmm. That fight was pretty cool.
It's kind of weak whenever you think about it, like, oh, he couldn't see. Well, not the so much the week that way, but the way it was shot. Mm. Because it was shot like they were in the room together.
He couldn't recognize his own room.
Yeah, and he didn't notice it until he pulled the helmet into his, or she knocked the helmet into his. So it was like they should have had it shot in like a white room or something. Like they were only seeing each other in like a clouded consciousness. Person, right. Yeah. It was the way it was shot to me, which is J.J. Abrams. Yeah. It should have been shot better because several times we see that. I was like, oh, they're in they're in there or whatever.
Put it in an armory. Don't put it in your own fucking personal room.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, seriously.
Somewhere, even if you saw it, you didn't know what it was.
You could have had the dagger on his ship and put it in an army hold facility. He wouldn't necessarily recognize it right off the bat.
Right.
But if you got my fucking room, if I'm teleporting into seeing your vision and you're in my room, I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. You know?
That's my sock over there.
Yeah.
On the ground. Stiff.
Yeah. He has been solo, you know.
I don't. The kiss. To me, the kiss is weak. Because they've barely ever been together and talked.
I liked it. I thought it was.
I don't. Because the entire time they've had together, other than the fight they did in the last movie, they've been at odds. They've hated each other. So just because he saves her and then she saves him, they're supposed to kiss and make out?
I think sometimes the strongest attractions are opposite.
No, not.
You can see it in the second movie. In the second movie, he desperately wanted her to be with him.
Well, I can understand that from a male's perspective.
Yeah, but
from hers, it's like they fight. They kind of get along, go back to fight. He's hunting her down to murder her.
She wanted that Sith dick, son. She wanted her dad, his dad first. She was all...
I believe that.
Yeah, anything. She wanted that Solo dick.
To me, it was like, you don't have to have a fucking love interest in every movie.
I thought it was cool. Have you seen that allegory where it's like father, like son? Have you seen that meme? Yeah. So, like, it's showing, like,
Harrison Ford. They both want a banger?
No, it's showing Harrison Ford doing this in Return of the Jedi.
Oh, I've seen that,
And he does it. But then it shows him shooting behind him, and then it shows him doing it as well.
Yeah.
And then it shows him kissing Leia, and then he kisses. It's almost like, it's framed exactly the same. So I thought that was kind of interesting that they did that and cool. But then they killed him right afterward. I was like, don't do that. I think it's just because they're afraid. People will like Ben Solo more than they do Rey as the protagonist.
He's a better character.
Exactly. He's a better actor, too. But they don't want that in fucking Kathleen Kennedy. She needs to get the fuck off. She is ruining this because she's doing it for the wrong reasons.
I don't know. I put it on the director because those are the ones that accept what's put out. I don't really... I mean, maybe they do. JJ should have enough pull.
Now looking back on it, I like two JJ movies.
Star Trek,
the Super original 8? 2009, and Mission Impossible 3.
You know Super 8?
It's okay.
It's a good movie.
It's okay, but like if of the two,
it's not great, but it's
good. It's classic JJ though. It's all nostalgia ridden stuff, and Mission Impossible.
But 3 you don't have the war problems with this. Hmm. You just have there's no war there, so you can just do whatever you want.
I think JJ let. Them meddle too much.
Yeah, I feel that.
And they shot 75% of it, then that's a problem.
This is probably my biggest problem. I don't know about biggest, but it's really big. So, Luke training with that droid ball in the first, I think it was the first movie.
Yes.
He's, you know, get the helmet on or the blindfold or whatever. He's trying to anticipate. That's the whole point of it is anticipate.
Mm-hmm.
This is a problem with the movie or JJ's whole movie thing is... It's style over substance. The whole point of that is to train to be able to anticipate what's going on ahead of time.
You feel it.
Using the force.
You feel it in the force.
So you see, I mean, it's a low-key, in a ship. He's doing that. He's not winning. You know, he wins some, loses some.
He falters.
Yeah.
He has falls.
Rey does it, and she's running through a fucking forest, doing kicks and flips. She runs across a ravine, blindfolded over a log, and she's winning against this droid ball thing. And then she runs up. Some more, probably does some more kicks and flips. I don't remember. But then she gets cornered or something, and now she doesn't have a blindfold on, and now it's shooting her constantly, and she can't stop it. So she throws the lightsaber to distract it. It's style.
Yeah.
Over substance. Throws that, and then she destroys the thing with a stick. The whole point of it is to anticipate. You're not anticipating anything. You're distracting.
She's at different stages than Luke was at that time, but I think she is. And I think you're going down the right path there with that they're not showing the right thing from that message. You right. know, you're just essentially just a battle droid at that point.
Yeah. And it's all for looks. Yep. It's all for style.
That's all it is. And this is the problem with this trilogy. So do you have some more?
There? Yeah, I have just a couple. That was the biggest one.
Because I got a big question for you.
What is the significance of the stone if Rey can just give the location to everybody and they all arrive? No problem.
Yeah, that's the problem. They only had two stones, right? So
that we saw.
Yeah. And so
Kylo found one?
Kylo found the first one. That's the very first scene. So he went.
The second one was on the Death Star, right?
Yes. And so that whole MacGuffin thing with that and the dagger is bullshit. It's just JJ. It's the Goonies.
Yeah,
it's
Goonies.
but the thing about that is, sure, it used to be a secret. But if they do follow her, they have her. They can do that. I can get that from that. But I just don't like the idea of that being there anyway. You know, the way that they did it. Like, it's all Son of MacGuffin. Like. The movie starts on a bet, like it's like, oh, Palpatine has spoken, you know, and he's got a countdown.
That felt like somebody tweeting out that crawl.
Exactly.
Like there's exclamation points and yeah. the way it was.
He wouldn't do that. If you spent 30 years building a secret army, you wouldn't drop the ball at the very end of it and be like, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm going to attack at 6:48 a.m. on this day.
It's just going down.
They wouldn't do that, right? So, like, the whole movie, I was explaining this to, we had Christmas last night, and so I was explaining it to my wife's cousins and stuff. I was like, because they were talking about it, and I was like, look, I enjoyed the movie, and then I had to sit down and think about it analytically for this podcast, and if you think about it for more than 5 minutes, you're going to be disappointed with it. So my advice is not to. Enjoy the show. Right, so what do you rate it?
I got more.
Okay,
I didn't even get to my biggest problem. I said,
I thought you said
I did, but then I read the bottom. Palpatine,
mm-hmm.
He's the biggest problem in the whole movie.
Yep.
Because
it's not well thought out. It's not planned.
Palpatine was thrown over the bridge or whatever. We assume he's dead. So I would assume I like it to almost Voldemort where he's. Somehow found a way to survive.
He's a clone.
So he should. That's a clone?
Yeah.
Who cloned him?
So you see the bats there?
I saw the Snokes.
The Snokes there. So like,
I thought he cloned Snoke.
I did.
He was the one that did all
he
that.
He did. But the thing is, in the book lore, they do go into Palpatine. Like, as soon as he dies, he goes into a clone. And he's got clones all over the.
So he's got fucking.
don't you fucking do it.
They're called. Damn it.
Yeah. But he's got the bodies to jump into. He can transfer his consciousness to.
Okay.
Right. So I guess they're leaning more heavily. It's never really told in the movie.
Okay. Even if that's the case, he should be weaker.
Yeah.
So we should have a weaker Palpatine who's in this fucking battery amplifier thing because that's why he can't walk. But he's like deteriorating. If he's a clone, why is his fingers missing?
That's the kicker to it. I'm like, okay, well, maybe the cloning isn't.
So I didn't know anything about the cloning. So I just assumed somebody found him like all shriveled up, and they're bringing him back to life.
Yeah,
but he should be weaker. But this battery amplifier thing that he's hooked up to should be helping him along.
Mm-hmm.
But so somehow, in a private, I was thinking of it as like another dimension.
I know where you're going with it.
Is this like another planet or something? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Even if it's a remote planet. The dark reaches of the universe.
Okay, so even if it's like a remote planet,
mm-hmm.
How does he fucking build 250 ships with super fucking death rays on them?
I think it's 10,000.
Okay, well, just say it's 250.
Maybe it's 10,000 people.
Maybe. How does he fucking fill all these ships without anybody knowing until he fucking makes his announcement?
Imagination. It's JJ. It's JJ all over again.
So much. This is, I mean, it's one thing to like, okay, well, maybe Rey is good, but maybe she could turn back. This is too much to delve into, to accept without being, this is just dumb.
Yep.
And then he can suck the life out of two supposedly all-powerful Jedi that have
because he's that force, powerful.
Because he's got this battery thing hooked up to him.
Well,
he sucks all the power out of him.
He does say he's got every Sith living in him. So he would be pretty powerful, regardless.
So shouldn't they have all the Jedi living in them?
If they should, the last if two? It works that way.
Yeah.
If it works that way, yeah.
And then...
They're not consistent in their writing. That's the problem.
Yeah. And then he's able to fucking force lightning ships miles above him.
A super duper attack, which was badass in the theater.
Oh, yeah. It looked great.
It sounded amazing. It makes
no fucking sense.
But at the same time, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. Enjoy the movie.
I can't don't
overthink it.
That's not over and over.
I know, but this is what my advice was to other people.
I'm like, turn your brain off.
Turn your brain off. Don't ever think too deep about the movie. Just enjoy it for the two.
You watch Fast and Furious 9, right?
Yeah.
Just do that for this movie.
Essentially, that's what you have to do. But the problem is people don't do that with Star Wars because it means more to people than what Disney think it does.
But I went into this with an open mind. I was going into this expecting it to turn out like 7.
I did too. I can show you a text message where I'm like, look, I have faith in JJ, you know? But they did so much course corrections.
Yeah. I didn't read like deep reviews, but I read the headlines. They were all semi positive. Yep. So I was like, I'm going to like this better than the last one. And I'm a supporter of the last one.
Yeah.
So I have a few like just dumb. Gleason being a spy is dumb.
Yes.
I mean, he's not someone that'd be Huts. Like,
yeah.
It's like, oh.
It's a bratty child kind of thing.
Yeah, but I'm not going to destroy everything we're about. To win, it would be like I'll be to do this to get Kylo out, yep. but not to destroy everything.
Yeah,
and then he gets killed immediately. So who really cares? So what's the deal with the yellow lightsaber and where did she get it? I assume she made
built
it.
She built it. Yeah.
And what does yellow mean? And I read like they all meant something.
Yeah,
like, what
yellow lightsaber means you're a force user who studied heavily in the histories.
Okay.
So you essentially are the librarians of the Jedis. So she's going to rebuild the order with that in mind, not as a new frontier like
Luke. So it was like the blue. What was he? More using the force, not the history of it?
I think so. So you put your emphases on different things. Like, green is more of long, like, you straddle between the dark and the light. Blue, I think, is like...
I thought green is more just...
It's an open thinker.
Because that's what Yoda had, wasn't it?
Yes. So Qui-Gon Jinn had it, and okay. Luke had it, you know. I don't know. I don't have them. I can find it for you if you want.
I didn't know if you'd already read something.
I did, but like I just specifically just read it for that.
And I heard a podcast that said essentially the same thing you did. Yeah. So that's why I didn't know if you had something different.
No, but I want to get one so badly.
It looked good. It looked cool. It did.
And that's one of my other faults. It's like, why set this shit up?
If you're I liked not going
to go back to it.
Yeah, the whole way her lightsaber worked and the way it looked awesome. So I also heard, you know, I was like,
so it's disappointing that she did not join the two lightsabers and fight Palpatine. She crossed them.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, you spent three movies fighting with a bow. And then when the time comes, like, it shows her, like, having that one that it sends out.
Switchblade or whatever.
Yeah, and it's like, come on, you could have did this, and he wouldn't have expected it.
I think it just makes for a good holding it in front of her, crossed.
It's a good symbolism. It's a good shot. Like,
style over substance.
But at the same time, it's like, I want to see her new lightsaber. I want to see these characters with a good writing department. I like the main four characters. I like them. I really do. You know, I like Kylo, which he's fucking dead now. And then Ben, he's dead mm-hmm. now. So, but I like Daisy Ridley. Wait, I like
you said Kylo and Ben.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Okay. So, like, they killed Kylo in this movie, and then they killed Ben not long after. They don't want to fucking kill C-3PO, though. Fuck that guy. So I like Daisy Ridley as, you know, Rey, and I like Finn, and I like Poe Dameron. I like those characters. Yeah. I would like to see more of them in the Star Wars universe if the writing is better.
Yeah. But I'm all for just go somewhere else. I don't need everybody to be go connected. Somewhere
else. So. And you know, they could go somewhere else and live in this universe, and they could name drop a character every now and then, and that's all we need. Right? Do you have anything else there?
Babu Frick.
I said it while I go.
Yeah. I liked it.
He stole Baby Yoda's thunder for you?
I mean, it was funny
when he pops up.
Yeah.
He's like,
he's a funny character.
So that, I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah.
The what do you rate it?
I gave it a 5.
Yeah. I mean, I gave it a 6 out of 10 only because the sound and like
it was well made as far as technologically.
Now I want to talk about the trilogy as a whole. What would you rate the trilogy as a whole?
All three of those, I would still give it like 6.
I'm 5 out of 10 on there. So we flopped. So like the trilogy, like I said earlier, you essentially have 3 movies, 2.5 movies setting up plot that is supposed to pay off at the end of this one. So it's very rushed. It's very it's baffling, honestly, because Disney owns MCU. The difference is Kevin Feige.
Yeah,
he was there from the very beginning, and he has the contract in place that he has all creative control. Right. The person in this case is Bob Iger and Kathleen Kennedy,
right?
Who have admitted that they don't know what the fuck they were doing at this point. They're mournful that they didn't follow Lucas's vision. Because when he sold it, he gave them an outline to the next trilogy he was making. And they just went, boop. I don't think they brought a single thing over from it.
Right.
So if I was to ask you right now, and I don't know how huge of a fan you are of Star Wars, prequel trilogy or sequel trilogy, which do you prefer?
That's tough.
I know, and it's tough for everybody. There's a
lot of kiddie stuff in the original.
There is, prequel. But
it has a better vision overall.
Yeah. So I've asked 4 people this. I hate
whiny-ass Anakin. I'd say it's almost even.
It's almost even. But for me, I went prequels because of the vision. There's a bigger arc.
I haven't rewatched the original or the prequels, and I don't think I've ever. Well, I know I did it when they came out on DVDs, but probably those, just because I know there's some great lightsaber fights top of being good, a better storytelling.
I think the payoff is much more earned.
The third is a lot better movie to me than this one.
Oh yeah,
and they get shit on a lot, but to me, it's a lot better.
People used to shit on them so badly, and I was like, why are you shitting on them so badly? I was like, I get it, but you gotta.
It's really the second movie. It sucks so bad.
Yeah. And so, like, I've asked 4 people, and they've all said prequels.
That's sad.
It's
in a day where you see so many other things, like, doing it right.
It shows a colossal lack of planning on Disney's part with these movies. I was like, I think, honestly, they should do a revisionist history and just wipe it out. I love it. I love some of these action scenes are amazing in this, right? In these movies. But I think they should just go, man, Lucas, come in. Let's do your vision.
I'm just fine just moving on. Just do some of this other stuff that they've done in the Clone Wars or whatever. Some of these other storylines that everybody loves so much.
I mean, they are going to do that.
Yeah, but
they got all these series.
Just move on. I mean, Rogue One was awesome. And it was a storyline, you know, it was off away from Earth. And we even knew the outcome.
Yeah,
but it was still a great.
And it was still a great movie because it had no real. It really didn't have the burden that these movies do.
Yeah, they knew where it was going to end, so they could just fill it in, and they did it well.
Amazing what an outline would do.
Yeah.
You know, that's why when you start all creative projects, the first thing you do is outline it, because you don't want to ever write yourself in a corner.
And The Mandalorian doesn't have the lore that they have to fill in, like, we need this outcome, or we need to put in these other characters. It's just...
The lore works differently.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have a grand scheme thing. You have, like, lore popping in here and there.
It's a question mark.
Like the Darksaber. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, where's this coming from?
You know, this is like, oh, you know, like, even with Yoda, it's like, we don't know anything about Yoda. Well, here's a baby Yoda.
Yep.
We still don't know anything, but now here's something he can... kind of build around.
I don't know. I think they really, really fucking dropped the ball on it. And it is sad because Kylo Ren is probably my second favorite Star Wars character.
Who's your first?
Vader.
Okay.
100%. Because that turn, that's why I appreciate the prequels so much more, because you see him go through that, and then you see him, you know, he had a much larger thing to do it in, but, you know, it's like, I saw it with Kylo, and I was like, I just wanted him to scratch the Kylo Vader thing more. It's like, you set it up so well in the first movie, and then it's like, no.
Even Vader's turn, Anakin's turn, to me is kind of weak. Like, he went to the dark side to save her, And then she died anyway.
Yeah.
So if anything, he should be like a gray Jedi. I was like, fuck both of them.
Yeah.
But instead, he's like, well, I'm going to go the dark side. It's like, he came for the pussy.
Right. He was already swayed.
Switch for the revenge, you know. Like,
he'd already
killed
the younglings.
Yeah, but it's like,
but he was.
They made you do that, so now go the opposite way. Why would you keep going that way?
But he was raging. Like, he's probably what Kylo was, you know. He was probably that for like 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean.
Maybe there's years, maybe in the lore, there's years where he was off on his own.
I think they do a bunch of comic books with it.
Yeah, if he's not straight up Sith for all those years, then that's fine. I don't know.
I think they do play with that.
Okay.
Because he doesn't want to do certain things. Like, he always does the bidding, but he doesn't want to do it the way that he is told to do it.
Right.
Kind of thing.
And that's why he's not like in the earlier ones, why he's not straight up a general or whatever. He's like kind of,
you can see him change in the movies too. Like in the second one, he's a little backed off. Like, he's like the puppy dog to the Emperor and all that stuff. But like, you haven't played Fallen Order, Jedi Fallen Order, but holy fucking shit. I mean, I don't want to spoil it, but it's in a commercial now. Vader shows up in that motherfucker. Holy shit. It's worth it for that reveal right there, because it's super simple and it's immediate. Like, you know this character because you're fighting the main baddie. You're like, oh, fuck yeah. You know, you're fighting her and all this stuff.
As Vader?
No.
Okay.
As this guy. And you're fighting her and you're winning. And then at the end, you know, you win. And he's like, you don't have to do this. You can come with me. We can get away from the dark side, you know, and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden you hear, you know, you hear his breath, and she's like, it's him. And it's like, fuck. And the music takes off, and it's like, he just slaughters people. Like, he's ripping apart the station you're at. Like, it's crazy. It's like, yeah, that motherfucker was bad. Right. And so, like, just that part of that game, and I'm sorry if I spoiled that for anybody, but it's like,
I won't remember it anyway.
No, you won't. But I mean, it's just ridiculous to think that, you know, they do have these people and they got this built in lore. Like, they had so much they can, and they could still do it if they really wanted to. They could do the time in between. But the problem is, they paint themselves in a corner because they set them all like a year apart.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so you only got this amount of time.
That's why they're going back and doing Obi-Wan and all that stuff.
Yeah, and that they're doing Obi-Wan and Darth Maul, because the Disney needs to realize that the power in Star Wars is not always what's on the screen. You know, there's the lore and the love of these characters. Like, these people, they make fan films for these guys.
Yeah.
Right? And then, you know, they just... they love everything about these characters, and they don't want to do any of this stuff with them. Like, Disney just does not want to further develop this universe. It's like, I'm in a deep Star Wars connection right now. Like, I'm absorbing it in any way I can. Played Fallen Order. That really set it off. Went and saw the movie. Yeah, I left high on it. You know, it was great, but I had to analyze it, so it's low. Started playing Battlefront 2 or whatever it is, Star Wars Battlefront 2 on PlayStation. Fuck, that game is good now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
All I read was like the microtransactions. Everybody's
complaining
about it.
That's gone. So this is why everybody's come back to it, because they got rid of it. I bought it for $12.
Yeah, I saw it was on the... bought it, but I didn't.
I bought it for $12, and... like, I could show you about it. Like, it's fucking crazy. It's everything you want in Star Wars. It is ridiculously crazy, because they have these things called Global Assault or Galactic Assault now. And so, like, you do these you're at these worlds that you see in these movies. You see, like, Kazik and Naboo's on there, and, you know, Jakku, you know, Tatooine. They're all on there. Genosis is on there. All of them are on here. And, like, in the early ones, you're fighting the clone army, or you're as the clone army, and you're fighting the robots, the prequel stuff. Mm-hmm. So you're doing all that, and it's like an all-out galactic war. There's lasers going everywhere, and it's just mass chaos, and it's fucking fun. Like, I play with my buddy Josh, and, like, we were trying to assault the Starkiller base, and it was just mass fucking chaos. But it was so goddamn fun, because it's... these characters that you love to play with, and you love to see these scenarios.
Just being in that world.
Yes. And Disney is taking all of that love that you have for these characters and just shitting on them because they just want to sell them as a toy.
Yeah.
You don't understand why people want the toy to begin with. It's not because they're on. It's not because they're in the movie. It's because who they are character wise. And I think Disney forgot that. You know, it's like, I think if you had a C-3PO with the red eyes and he died, then that would actually sell you more than, you know, just a regular C-3PO from this movie.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a, you know, the last time you see him kind of thing. But I don't know. It's just, it's very disappointing. And I hope they do something different with it. But I'm not going to bitch and moan about it because I know people enjoy it. People all enjoy it. But like I said, I have that game now. And man, I've just been playing the fuck out of it. Like, it's crazy fun.
I'd see if it's still on sale because I'll get it.
Yeah, definitely get it and then get the expansion. You got to get the expansion, which is like $20. But it is worth every penny of that. Okay. And if you get it, I'll rock it. It's so fun. And then, like, you can do, like, heroes versus villains. And you can play 4 Jedi versus 4 Sith. And that's it. And you're, like, in this. And you're, like, it's so fun. Like, I played that one night just all night long.
Ben and I used to play, I don't remember which game it was. We used to play, it was one where you could play
Jedi Knights where you could throw the lightsaber.
Well, no, it was almost like Call of Duty. It was just like an open course and it was just the two of us.
Yeah.
And then you could put bots in there too that just run around. And,
oh, yeah, yeah. It's probably the first one. I got the first one too.
What?
Battlefront 2.
It might have been one. Battlefront. I don't remember.
Or Battlefield.
Then, I mean, the last console he had was like Xbox One.
Yeah. And the original Xbox. 2005. They had them then.
Okay.
That was game right here, I cannot stress. If you're a Star Wars fan, go buy that game.
So everybody just missed because of the micro.
Because the micro, and they opened it all up. Now you have all the skins, you have all the characters. You don't have to earn anything. Like, I was like, what the fuck? I have 100,000 in credits. You know, I was like, what is this for? And it's like, for nothing.
Just to buy all that.
No, like, I already have it. So it's it like literally is for nothing. So my only complaint is I can't see my kill death ratio unless right before the match ends, I hit the button. And it brings it up. They hit the screen. Some people can see it. Some people can't. That's the only thing wrong with it.
I don't see that anyway.
But yeah, definitely get it for sure. If you're craving some Star Wars visuals and you want to, you know, live in that world.
Remember how much fun the first Battlefront was? And it was, you know, shitty PlayStation 1 or 2?
2.
2.
Yeah.
And I think that was like one of the first games I ever played with online. Yeah. Because I actually bought the little connector on the back. You plug
your
landline into
EverQuest on it,
So, yeah.
All right. I guess we'll see you in a couple of weeks. No idea what we're covering.
No.
Bad Boys, I think. It'll be soon. That's
until the 12th, isn't it?
I mean, that's 2 weeks.
We
would have watched it right before we record.
It'll be the weekend before, so maybe.
Bad Boys for life.
For life.
See you guys.
Countdown to Geek Town.